This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Monday, August 17, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Friday, Black-owned investment and holdings group Shanduka reported that three workers had been injured in an underground explosion at its Spring Lake coal mine in KwaZulu-Natal. Spring Lake COO Henty Hoffman said that one worker was critically injured, while two others suffered minor injuries when the accident occurred. All workers on site were treated for shock. Hoffman said that a thorough investigation would be undertaken to determine the cause of the explosion. Workers from the operation were evacuated as the company prepared for an internal investigation into the accident. The Department of Mineral Resources was also notified. It was unsure how long operations at the site would be suspended. The National Union of Mine Workers said that early reports into the explosion suggested that it might have been caused by lack of ventilation. Zambia's largest cobalt producer, Chambishi Metals, will delay restarting production until September after suppliers in the Democratic Republic of Congo failed to deliver cobalt concentrates. Operations at Chambishi were suspended in December and were due to restart in August, but CEO Derek Webstock said it would have to wait until mines in the DRC begin to deliver raw materials. Webstock said Chambishi would first have to stockpile the cobalt concentrates before starting operations. The mine had forecast output of 3,400 tons of cobalt in 2009 from 2,500 tons before it suspended operations last December. The resumption of output had already been pushed back to August from July, while Chambishi waited for supplies from the DRC. Also making headlines, Xstrata Coal CEO Peter Freyberg says that putting the coal businesses of Xstrata and Anglo American together would leverage massive opportunities in coal. The debt-free, cash-positive Northern Platinum could return to being a platinum industry takeover target. African Minerals' Tonkolile project could start iron ore production in 12 months. And African Copper plans to restart the Mowana mine in Botswana by the end of the month. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.